Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. Sydney will be seeing a new piece of public art, a permanent fixture, added to Sydney's circular quay, Budjigama Nangda Wali Walla Walla, Black Woman Rising. Today, we're joined by artist Alison Page. Thanks for yarning with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, can you just tell us, who are you? Where are you from?
Oh, well, I am a Dharawal and Yuin woman. So some of my apical ancestors were camping around Sydney Harbour pre-colonisation, and then a whole lot of other apicals down further south and south coast in New South Wales.
So this work that's going to be now added to Circular Quay, what is it?
Oh, it's really layered in meaning for me, but physically what it is a 5.5-metre bust of an Aboriginal woman who's emerging out of the water, and it's in bronze. So it's an imposing and very sort of ambitious public art piece, probably my biggest work yet. But what it really is, it's beyond just a bust of a woman. She is part whale and part woman. So she sort of represents to me and to the women that I worked with, the Sydney Coastal Aboriginal Women's Group, kind of an imagining of our ancestral heroes, these larger-than-life beings that occupied the world in the time of the dreaming, that made all of our sacred sites, that left their perpetual energies all around these sacred sites, and they also sort of embedded the land with story and traditional knowledges and lore.
Why is it significant that this sculpture is being placed in Circular Quay?
The starting point for this work, and I think for anyone working on Aboriginal land, is to start with country. So it was about understanding that part of the city and sort of finding country in it. The place where this woman is emerging from the water is actually where the Tank Stream, which was the original freshwater stream that flowed all the way down pretty much Pitt Street all the way out into Circular Quay, and the original shoreline of Circular Quay was sort of further back into the city than where it is today. So it's kind of right at that meeting of the salt water and the freshwater where this artwork is going. And so the first thing, you know, I think that you do as a designer or an artist, and you're sort of starting with country, is to kind of imagine what life would have been like on the banks of the Tank Stream for millennia. And the Tank Stream, even though this site isn't specifically a women's site, it would have been occupied by a lot of women who would have been sitting around the creek on a daily basis, cooking food, collecting food, looking after the kids. You know, it would have been a real kind of hub. And so to tap into the sort of life and energy of that place and the memory of country, I knew that I wanted to do a work about women and something that would honour our female power, particularly in the context of the contemporary, you know, metropolis that's come along and sort of landed itself with all its layers of concrete and steel on top of our land. And, you know, this work really is about female power, black female power in a white man's world.
So you mentioned just a moment ago that through this development of this artwork, 20 women have gotten together to form like a collective. Can you tell us what is the Sydney Coastal Aboriginal Women's Group?
Yeah, well, I collaborate a lot with this really amazing Aboriginal culture and heritage expert. She's Dharawal and she's Gumbangi. So she has got this really unique identity too, where she's a traditional owner to the Sydney Harbour, as I am. But she also grew up in Redfern. Her name's Rowena Welsh Jarrett. I went to her and I said, okay, we've got this ambitious idea. Let's bring this to life. And she sort of came up with this idea of starting the Sydney Coastal Aboriginal Women's Group, which is a group that's made up of roughly 20 women we sort of get together to kind of talk about our kinship, our bloodlines, our culture and heritage practices. Rowena is going to be showing us cultural sites around the city. And so we went camping out on Cockatoo Island. This was probably 12 months ago now. And we started talking about this artwork. And it became Budjigama Nunda Wooly Wally Walla, Black Women Rising, because we were having these really deep conversations about, well, on the sculptures. And, you know, we know that that part of the city, Circular Quay, is absolutely kind of littered, really, with statues of white men from history, monuments. They're very colonial in nature. They usually are a scale model, if you like, of mostly men standing on the sandstone plinth, and they are in some sort of historic pose or something like that. And that's about honouring these individuals and events in that are sort of historic events and so on. And, you know, a lot of us don't even know what half of these are. And quite frankly, there are a few sculptures around the city and monuments around the city of these white men that would shock you that we actually do commemorate them, to be honest, because of the horrific role that they played in Australia's true history. That's why, you know, an artwork like this, you know, you have to sort of have that dialogue with community, because there's a lot to talk about. Not only are we talking about our own ontology and our own beliefs about our own ancestral beings, but we're talking about, you know, the material of bronze and how that it's sort of a material that symbolizes power because of how it's been used in bronze monuments in the colonial context. But we are sort of, I guess, taking that material of power and saying, okay, the most beautiful part of that is that it's got permanence and that it is about commemorating something that's culturally significant, right? But we want to decolonize it in form and in scale. Like, this is not, when you look at this woman rising from the water, you might think, oh, it's a woman at first, but then you realize that she has the belly of a whale and that her bronze is bubbling. It's almost forming as she's rising from the water, because she is the mixing of the salt water and the fresh water. She is the energy and the essence that lives within Aboriginal women of Sydney today. And she is country.
So it's incredibly strong messaging that we're going to see, and love that it's a public art for everyone to see too. What do you hope people who are tourists, people who are mob, live here, grown here, what do you hope all these kinds of people that may see this in the future will take away from this work?
I think this artwork, and like every great artwork, it'll mean different things to different people. For us, for our mob, for the traditional owners of Sydney that are part of this Sydney Coastal Aboriginal Women's Group and beyond, it will mark our survival. It will mark our continued connection to country. It will be a moment that it's so permanent that we will never be able to be erased from the city, which, you know, that has been our experience as urban Aboriginal people who have a traditional connection to Sydney, as Paul Irish wrote so beautifully in his book, Hidden in Plain View. We have been here the whole time, but, you know, we have never been seen. So for us, this is a major work about our permanence, our connection, our survival, our resilience, our power in Sydney today. And I think for the people who live and work in Sydney, and I think that goes beyond just Aboriginal people, it'll be a great source of pride, because I don't think you'll be able to see Sydney in the same way ever again. It'll suddenly have a different perspective. This is really about our latent spirituality that's now manifested in bronze. This is about the rising and the resurrection of our culture, which we know it's always been there, but it'll be something that we want to share, and a great source of pride. And I think, you know, for people who come from overseas, I think they might even connect it to Black Lives Matter. They might even sort of see it as a celebration of women in general. And I love that. I think it would be really great if this work was rising above any sort of dialogue about gender or race, but it's just a moment of celebration of women and their connection to nature. And, you know, some people might even see her as Mother Nature, and that's okay with me.
So this work, it's been announced now. When is it going to be unveiled? And how did this commission come about?
Yeah, it's really interesting because, like, I think a lot of people think all of these art commissions, they come from the government. They don't. This artwork is part of the development of what they're calling 1CQ, which is basically when you're going down George Street and the tram turns the corner to go around the corner there. All of that corner is being developed, and it's being developed by Lendlease. They are creating a 7-star hotel, the Waldorf Astoria, and some residential, apartments and things like that there. So as part of these developments, the government put in place this regulation that a certain percentage of the development is to be spent on public art. Like, it's a tiny percentage. I don't exactly know what it is. As part of that, UAP, who are art fabricators and curators, they invite different artists to put in a submission in a competition. And so I was in a competition. This is probably going back about 18 months ago. That's how these art commissions kind of happen. And I was lucky enough to win it. I nearly fell over because it's the biggest commission of my career. But I took that immediately after the excitement wore off. This sense of cultural responsibility set in, and that's really where Rowena immediately started collaborating with me, and we started talking to the Sydney Coastal Women. So I do see it as a collective effort from all of us, and something that we will tell our grandchildren about, and something that I hope that certainly is going to be a lot of fun. So it's not going to go away for thousands of years, I hope. So we've got a long way to go to realise this artwork. It's just been announced. Now all of the really hard work begins. We've got to go to one of the biggest foundries in the Southern Hemisphere, run by UAP, who were part of the commissioning process. They make some of the biggest artworks from around the world. So they're extremely experienced with works of this complexity and this scale. We've been working really hard behind the scenes to make sure that this woman is made in one piece. You know, the last thing you want is an image of an Aboriginal woman from the waist up, and, you know, there's all these sort of, like, dissection points around her skin. Like, that's not what we want. So it's actually been quite a process to create a construction and moulding process out of bronze that's going to give us a sculpture that can come down in one piece. So she'll arrive probably towards the end of 2026 on her back on a truck from Brisbane, and then she'll be put in place, and hopefully in the new year, 2027, so in 18 months' time, we will have this beautiful Bajgamam Nunda Wuli Wuli Walla, Black Women Rising, will be welcomed to country forever.
That'll be so exciting to see her finally take her place there at Circular Quay.
It's such an enormous source of pride. It's really hard to put it into words because it's so deeply cultural.
I want to thank you so much for coming on and yarning with us today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
That was Alison Page, Dharawal and Yuen artist, talking to us about Bajigama Nangda Wali Walla Walla, Black Woman Rising. This work will be a permanent public work found in Circular Quay sometime in 2026. You'll hear about it again. You're listening to NITV Radio.